This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." The word "moreover" there is translated other times as "finally," and it has the idea of furthermore, or almost done, or let me wrap this up or give some more information. And so we're going to take a look at the word "finally" in the sense of the 10 times that it's used from the Greek word that's translated to that, because a couple of times it is translated something else like here, "moreover." But it has to do with continuing on. Let me wrap some things up. Now watch this, because in this particular passage, what we see is being faithful in your stewardship and service. Now, Paul is trying to talk to the Corinthian church, and he has been saying in chapter 3, because there was a lot of divisions among them. You go back to chapter 1 and read through it. You know, they were, "I'm of a Paul," and "I'm a Cephas," which is Peter, and "I know I'm of Apollos," and "Oh, we're of Christ," and there was just so much going on. And he had said to them in chapter 3, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." You just aren't able to get the fullness of it. Then he kind of goes in and says, "Who is Paul and Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed?" Okay, he uses the word "ministers." We're going to deal with that in just a moment. And he said, "I have planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase." It's God that always gives the increase. And he tells them that their body, they're the temple of God, and the Spirit of God's dwelling in them, and they shouldn't be defiling the temple. And he ends chapter 3 by saying, "Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours." Don't put your stock in men, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Let a man so account of us, chapter 4, verse 1, as of the ministers of Christ. Therefore, make an accounting, okay? Account it. So what we're going to do here is we're going to have an accounting. And the accounting is that we are the ministers of Christ. We are those who are under rowers. We are subordinate under, as a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are stewards, house managers of the mysteries of God. Moreover, finally, let me just add, now that I said that, let me put a little caveat on that. It is required in stewards. It is a requirement. It is the responsibility of the house manager to be found faithful. You know why? Because he has an accounting and he has an accountability. See, he's not the owner. He can't do with it as he pleases. He is taking and ministering of the things that belong to somebody else. Therefore, he must be found faithful and acting in an accurate manner according to the rules of the owner. You and I are stewards, and we are submissive as the servants of Christ, and we have been given things to do, and we must account for that in an accurate way, always acting on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and not like we own it, because we are just the stewards, and may we always put him first, number one.
Well, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth moment.